Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
An ordinary kid can become extraordinary. You don't need the money, you don't need the finance. You can all do it yourself just by inspiration from looking up to someone higher than you.
That was Sabirul Islam. He's young, British, and has been an entrepreneur since the age of 14.
An entrepreneur? 真的？14岁就是一名企业家了？真是令人难以置信。
He believes that anyone can become extraordinary. You don't need money, you just need inspiration.
Inspiration, 灵感，这个词将多次出现在英国年轻人这套系列节目中。来吧，跟我们一起认识几位有灵感、有抱负的年轻人。Hello, I'm Yang Li.
And I'm Andrea. Come with me as we enter the world of young Britons.
今天我们首先来认识一下 Sabirul， 他住在伦敦东部的 Tower Hamlet， 这是一个穷人居住区。Sabirul 来自孟加拉社区，他说呀，那里有很多人都领取政府的救济 government benefits， 政府福利。那么 Sabirul 对此有何看法呢？
There's a lot of people within this community who are on government benefits who can't find jobs, which is why most of the young kids.You know, they don't have the big ambition to go and start their own businesses or do something totally unique. But why do you have to take that stereotypical view of life? Why not do something different? Be a unique person.
Sabirul 认为啊，一个人不应该墨守成规 to take a stereotypical view of life. 完全可以打破框框，创新路，就像他一样。
What was the job that started Sabirul off?
At the age of 13 is when I really started everything off. My cousin, he was 14 at the time. He set it up his first business. His business idea wasn't the greatest. He designed calendars, but he made money. So what I did was I went out to him and said, Cousin, can I work for you? And I got the job on the spot. I didn't need an interview or anything like that. 2 weeks later, I received a letter through my home post. All he said was, Dear Sabirul Islam, you're fired. And I think that for me was the biggest and most hardest brick wall I've ever hit.
听到了吗 ？Sabirul 13岁的时候开始为他的表哥工作，生意是设计和销售日历。
But 2 weeks later, he got a letter saying you're fired. Sabirul describes that as the biggest brick wall he's ever hit.
A brick wall 这个短语的字面意思是一堵砖墙，此处的意思是碰了壁，没有出路。He hit a brick wall. 不过 ，Sabirul 并没有因此而放弃。
BBC Learning English.
Sabirul decided to set up his own business. But what was that business and what job did it lead him to?
So, 1914, I set up my web design business and with 6 of my friends and was running the company for 2 years. And I had a lot of interest from the likes of Merrill Lynch, ABN AMRO, JP Morgan. And it was in fact Merrill Lynch who gave me the opportunity to go to New York at the age of 16.I learned how to trade in the stock market and I was working alongside professional traders in the Dow Jones and New York stock market. 3 months later, I became a part-time trader in the London Stock Exchange at the age of 16.
Sabirul 同朋友一起干起了自己的生意，搞网页设计 ,web design.
2 years later, he went to New York and learned how to trade on the stock market.
在股票市场上做交易。
And at the age of 16, he became a part-time trader at the London Stock Exchange.
哇哦，十六岁就成了一名业余的股票交易商了 ，a part-time trader， 真不简单。
Yes, what an amazing young man！
是的，在那之后 ，Sabirul 成为一名激励性的公众演讲者，他还写了一本书。你一定想听听他对有志成为企业家的年轻人都有什么忠告吧？请听下面的录音。Sabirul 用了三个关键词语，都是以英语字母 P 开头的。看看你能不能听出来这三个词都是什么。
Anyone can achieve anything. It's just having the belief, the confidence. I was taught what the three P's were. You know, you have to be, you know, positive. Always remain positive. Always remain passionate about what you want to achieve, and always illustrate perseverance. If you don't, you know, show hard work, you're not going to go far in life.
Sabirul 使用的三个词语分别是 being positive, 积极向上的 being passionate, 热情的。还有 showing perseverance, 持之以恒。他说呀，如果你不努力干，就不可能有成就。If you don't work hard, you won't go far in life.
Saburo's life is a real rags-to-riches story.
Rags-to-riches. 他虽然出身贫寒，但是通过自己的努力干出了一番事业。现在我们再回到节目开头的那段录音。
An ordinary kid can become extraordinary. You don't need the money, you don't need the finance. You can all do it yourself just by inspiration from looking up to someone higher than you.
Well, I hope you've taken inspiration from the life of this young entrepreneur.
是的 ,Saburo 这位年轻企业家的故事非常令人鼓舞，是不是？你想听更多的双语节目吗？请登录 bbcukchina.com 查看存档节目。谢谢收听，我们下次节目再会。Bye!
Bye!